You're listening to the Precision Shooting Podcast, discussing all aspects of precision and long-range rifle shooting. This episode is brought to you by Impact Dynamics. And now, over to your hosts.
Well, hello and welcome to the Precision Shooting Podcast, Andy. Is that right?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Let's go with that. Episode 200.
Yeah.
Wow. Plushie, how does that make you feel? You've been around for 8 of them.
Something. Wow.
Okay. Longer than that, actually.
Okay. Maybe young. Yeah, yeah. I changed it. Yeah. No, I feel young.
Good. I'm glad. Well, we are here for episode 200. It's been about 8 years. Yeah. We've been through multiple chapters and all sorts of changes, and we're going to cover a few of those things tonight, a little bit of history lesson, look back at some of the moments, some of the stuff you guys commented on that we should mention and talk about. But we got to keep some traditions up, even though they're pretty recent traditions. Josh is here. Hello, Josh.
I'm still here.
Hi, Josh.
He just appeared on the screen and I thought, that's right.
Just for you guys, not for anyone else.
Yeah, no. Understand that. But our round count. Yes. Our round count. Andy, you kick off. Have you shot anything in the last 2 weeks?
I have not.
Okay, great. So go up there and
I can
leave
do that.
Your number
I can
the
do
same.
That math. Yes.
Well, let's get me out of the way as well, because I have not shot anything in the last week either, 2 weeks either. So I'm on 332, still on 332. Andy's on 1,511. Plus, you were boasting before about your 10,000 rounds you did in the last 2 weeks.
Well, I'm working towards it, all right.
Okay, good. How many rounds have you shot in the last 2 weeks?
Ooh, well, I did a 22 match. How many rounds did we do for that, Josh? I don't know. It was NRL 22, so you can run the stages like 25 times before the match.
Or more.
I reckon I did 200 there.
Okay.
And then I went practicing last week and I took all of my toys. And I think I did 400. So let's call it 600.
Andy's struggling 600. In the background.
He really. Yeah. Normally he struggles in the front foreground, but this time in the background. All right. While he's working out how to add 600 to 1854.
2454, buddy.
That is correct. Josh, what about you, mate? You were currently sitting on 1,463. Are you going to go into second place with this?
I think I will, because I shot a brick.
You shot a brick.
I got through 500 rounds.
It took you 500 rounds to shoot a brick? Like, how badly are you shooting?
Pretty badly.
Andy did the maths with it on his own. On his own. With no help. Well done, Andy.
Well, that's easy. It's even it doesn't go up to the next.
It's even correct. 1,963.
It's Sparky that can count. What's going on? didn't even take your shoes off.
he added a... He had 5-4. Anyway, good. Right. All right. Think,
yeah. Red to red, black to black.
There we go.
What if that one is European?
he's not in Europe.
Mix it up.
Very good. I believe we have some people watching. You guys have been commenting tonight, so we're gonna skip all over the other stuff that we would normally do. Although there's a few things to announce about this show and up something, but we'll save that. We'll save that for later. Yeah, with the next match and all that sort of stuff.
Keep people guessing.
Have some sort of reason
because
to
they
hang
knew
around.
Before.
No, they wouldn't want to. Episode 1, I believe. So we go back to 2015, I believe, is when this all kicked off, late 2015. And I actually have the first minute or so of episode 1. Now, I'm going to make you all endure this.
Jeez, here we
original
go.
Hosts. We're introduced in that episode. So let's kick it off there, Josh, if you
well,
have
hello
it.
Hello and welcome to the Precision Shooting Podcast.
Not this
I'm
bit.
Rusty and with me. Cool, joining me.
I don't know which bits
of it. No, that was it. That was it.
Wow. Well, hello and welcome to the Precision Shooting
All
podcast.
My buttons are not working.
With me here
give me a second.
Andrew.
All right, we'll give you a moment.
How far is the audio coming?
8 years. Yeah. 8 years and Josh still can't press the right buttons.
People can't see that bit. That's fine.
That's all right. Okay, let's listen to episode 1.
Play it, one of the long range properties.
Are you going to start from the start or?
Let's back it up.
Can we start from the start?
My things aren't working.
How hard can it be?
Apparently fairly hard. Do you want to swap? Do you want to jump on there, Plushie?
Yeah, come press the buttons.
This is the guy that can make the golden yeats work. but struggling with this one. We put more practice into the golden yeats.
He also doesn't know what a 2-3 actually is. So I mean, how much can he really do?
Not just him didn't. There was another party involved. It wasn't me.
Are we even recording?
Right. Well, hello and welcome to the Precision Shooting Podcast. I'm Rusty and with me here is Andrew. How you going, Andrew?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Rusty.
Excellent. And over there is Greg. How you doing, Greg?
Yeah, good, thanks, Rusty.
Fantastic. So here we are. Now, we went shooting on the weekend, which we probably should talk about.
Solid.
We went out and had a bit of a play at one of the long-range properties we shoot on. Did you guys enjoy it?
Yeah, it was a really good day, I thought.
Yeah, certainly. And the actual range, it's unique in terms of other places we've been to, in terms of luxury.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You've your shooting position is about 2 meters from the front door, and you can head straight in the front door into the aircon and grab yourself a coffee or tea or Coke or whatever, and sit down for a while, and then head back out there and have another shot. It's not too bad, not too bad at all.
Yeah, coffee
and shoot out to over a mile from the back door there.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to happen, but it did. It was fantastic. So how far did you get out to, Greg?
Well, I actually wasn't really, you know, doing, I guess, long-range shooting as like the other guys were doing. I was mainly just there to get my drops right for my 243 and my 223 for a shooting trip coming up.
All right, there we go.
Very good.
That was it. So Andrew and Greg, the OG crew.
Yeah, very good.
What has Greg done now? Is he like bought a country or what?
He's moved
to bigger and better things.
He has moved on to bigger and better things. So those boys, I wanted to tell you that was episode one, but it's not. That was not episode one because we originally had four hosts. Wow. Those who will listen back to the original episodes will know that our fourth host joined us for two episodes. But episode one, we attempted to record in some setting on the deck or whatever it was not set correctly, and after 15 minutes, it just stopped. So we started recording, and Dan was the other guest, but not probably the Dan that many people are thinking of. And it started recording, and then we got to, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes in, and I looked at it, I'm like, oh, that's not recording. Everyone stop. So we re-recorded and pressed record again and went again and tried to not do the same jokes, but definitely did some of the same jokes.
Yep.
And it got to 15 minutes again and stopped.
Oh, no.
And so we hit some sort of technical issue and all right, we'll have to solve this over the next week or so and everyone come back and we'll do it again. So in episode one, never made it out the door. It was a great episode, best episode ever actually, I think, from memory.
Yeah.
it was because we did it twice. We perfected it the second time.
That's it.
That's why. But I thought it might be often with these sort of things, there's this amazing story about how the thing came to be.
Mm.
None.
I was just sitting here thinking, what was the amazing part?
There wasn't. I was really keen on podcasts. And this, you know, going back, I've been keen on podcasts for many years.
This would be early days of podcasts getting off the ground as well.
Podcasts have been around for a long time, but not super popular.
Not like it is now.
Yeah. Yeah. Back then, they'd tolerate people sneezing in the background. But not these days. And so
the magic of editing.
I think the only is it going to be a louder sneeze now.
Yeah.
I think the only podcast in the Precision Rifle world was the Precision Rifle
Network.
It was on the Precision Rifle Network, Precision Kirk. Rifle Media, Kirk, yeah, who ended up being a guest on our podcast at some point. And so we went with a slightly different name and went, oh, we'll do our take on it. We thought it'd be fun. Andrew, Greg, myself and Dan lived about 5 minutes from each other, so it was all pretty easy to get to, and we would hang out every second week, and the other weeks we would interview people. So
why not?
That's how it came to be. We thought, oh, well, I'll just, you know, buy a bunch of gear, see what happens, and away we go, and couldn't work it out in the first episode. So that ruined.
But you persisted.
We persisted.
Well, that's it.
To everyone's detriment, perhaps. And then, speaking of guests, our first guest we ever had was Steve from Precision Rifle Products.
Yep.
That guy.
He's still around.
He's
around in the background these days, but he's involved with the club at Monado.
Mm-hmm.
And he still gets around and still a bit of a legend of bloke. But that's generous.
Yeah, he's ginger.
Well, you said it, mate. You're, like for like. But Steve was very nervous, didn't like talking on this sort of stuff. And so he was our first guest. We thought we'd lead with the strong
ones. That's it.
Strong male voice.
And then shortly after, actually, Sean from SDS joined us.
Yep.
And he and I were down at Kai Kai, down that property that we were talking about in that first episode. And we had a few drinks just to warm him up. And I'm sure I've shared this story before, but not for a long time. I don't know if you guys remember this story.
Yeah.
But we're chatting away, and SHOT Show was coming up. We were going to SHOT Shows back in the days when SHOT Show existed. Mm-hmm. SHOT Expo here in Australia, SHOT Expo. And I said to Sean, hey, Sean, have you got any new exciting things coming at SHOT Expo? And he's paused for a few moments, thought about the question deeply, reflected and went, no. I've gone, okay, Sean, let's we can edit this, right? Back then we didn't live stream anything. We can edit this. It would be really good if like we had some stuff
bounce
coming.
Back a bit. Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
he's like, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, that's right. I've got this and this and this and this coming. Okay, cool. All right. Well, we'll go back a couple of minutes and we'll start again. I think it's pretty early in the show or whatever. Mm. We'll start again from this point and we'll carry through and I'll ask you about it. So kind of carried on. And we got to the point where I'm like, oh, so SHOT Expo is coming up. Looking forward to it. Yeah, yeah. Have you got anything new and exciting coming out of SHOT Show, SHOT Expo? He's like, no. I'm not entirely sure I've got that story 100% correct. We could have briefed prior to the episode. Anyway, whatever it was a classic. It was a classic from me. And that certainly is has. I know there was one other episode, and I couldn't find the audio for this, but it does exist somewhere where I did the intro like I did before, but I could actually – I eventually learned to say precision because I certainly didn't in episode one. And I did the intro through to Andrew. I said, yeah, you've been doing how much? He's like, not really. I threw to Greg. He's like, no. And I threw to Dan and the other host. He's like, no. I'm like, well, let's just give up now. I think I pause. I'm like, guys, we should like rethink our answers.
Yeah. Yeah. Does anyone have you tried lying?
Yeah.
Like, tell a story.
Has anyone even like looked at their firearms this week?
Did you think nope. about shooting?
Nope. No, haven't left the house yet. All those things. So, oh, that was good fun. And obviously, back in the day, the PRI was a big part of big part of the podcast.
Yep.
And we talked about that. But that first, I reckon, it was the first PRI wrapped up. We were there on the Monday packing up. I'm pretty sure it was the first one. Yeah, it was. I don't know why I looked at Josh to
like
check
there.
That. Yeah. I was just like looking over.
Yes.
Yeah, Josh is confirming because he was definitely born then.
Yep.
No, I wasn't.
And so I remember getting a call down at Kaikai and it was from someone who said, hey, look, if you can get to Sydney tomorrow, you can interview Todd Hodnett. Wow. And at this point, I mean, you know, Steve was a lovely guest and Sean was a lovely guest. But
moving to a person that can talk like underwater with a mouthful of concrete.
Todd was great. So if you're not familiar with Todd, that was certainly one of our most popular episodes pretty early on. Mm. And back then, a flight to Sydney was like a day later was like very expensive.
I bet.
Very expensive. So I jumped on. I mean, we were struggling to pay for fuel in the car. Anyway, coughed it up and went over there and met with Todd and had a really good chat with him in that episode. I think, plus you said that episode was how you found
Correct.
The show.
Yeah.
And you were not the only one. Do you remember how you found it?
I think I was learning about tremors.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, I bought my first ATAC car with a Tremor 3.
Mm.
I was like, how does this thing work? I looked at that guy and I'm like, oh, hang on, that's semi-local. Had a listen and unfortunately I tuned back in. I don't know what I was thinking. But
you thought that the next episode must be just as informative.
Yeah, and now here I am like, with nothing of value to add. Still trying to make it better. Like, what went wrong?
Yeah, there's a few answers to that one. But anyway, actually, Steve from Practical Rifle Solutions pretty much said the same thing. Was searching for content from Todd Hodnett and found the episode you did, Goldmine. I've listened to it several times over the years since. Mm. Don't think he's listened to any other episode, but that one.
I mean, if he kept listening to that one, it would not get any worse.
This is true.
Going back, I went to Kaikai and I've sort of got a place now as well. And it's kind of modeled on the Kaikai experience where you
really
you sleep over there and you roll out of bed and you make a coffee and you walk out there and you shoot.
Nice.
Because we went to Kaikai, I'm like, I have to have this.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing.
It was understandable.
Pretty solid setup. Absolutely. Mm. And so that was back 2016. And back then, 2016, 2017, with Andrew and Greg, I guess we got pretty adventurous with the podcast. We went over to the US with Greg Small and another gentleman by the name of Mark for – for the shot show and took the recording gear and recorded in all sorts of circumstances. And we went to catch up with the guys from Vortex, and they took us to a local pub. Not a local pub, but a local brewery, a craft brewery. And we sat there doing a podcast about guns in the brewery, which is normal there.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that.
It was pretty. Actually, I think Steve from Vortex, who we're chatting with, was more interested in the beer than he was. We talked about the beer.
Right. Scopes are great. You should buy them.
Yeah. Get all the Vortex. Okay, great.
Yeah, right. Beer. Beer me.
We also did, we actually had a lot of guests, because back originally it was an alternating episodes between the crew and then a guest. And so I actually have a list of the guests here. There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Well, we need to get some knowledge on him.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned Steve, Sean and Todd already. I'm going to try and run through some of these because there's a lot of guys here. That Rex Teeble. I won't comment on all of them, but Rex came on. He was the guy behind Sniper 101.
Yep.
One of the most fascinating interviews I've ever done, ever. He was just he was really articulate, really well thought out guy. And, he's got some crazy ideas, which is excellent, but got on really well with him. But he was just so passionate.
He's one of those guys. I was going to say he's divisive. You either love him or hate him, I think. I don't think there's any in between.
I can understand why, but he was just so good to talk to. That was a really good episode with him. Mick Stubborn, who won the first ever PRS match. Regina Milkovich, a couple of episodes with her. Daryl from Midplat Firearms. Nick from Ignition.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
That you regret. If you had a list of like people that you regret.
Do you know what? It was actually one of my favourite interviews. And here's why. And I mean, the chat with Nick was great. But we were at my place. We were in the front room back in the old studio. Mm-hmm. And we're chatting away, doing our thing. No, Nick's chatting away, doing the thing. And then we hear this music. And the music is that wonderful sound that the ice cream man plays.
Oh, he would have been able to help himself. He would have been outside.
And we just we sort of stopped and just stared at each other. And this is all recorded. This is all out there on the episode. And we're like, do we just go out? Do we just bail? And Nick's like, yes, we bail. Yeah. We ran out, got ice cream, came back in and kept on podcasting. It was fantastic. It was good. One of my favorite episodes. Jared from Victorian PSR, Butters, many episodes. Simo from NHQ, Ben Johnson from The Armory, Dan, Impact Dynamics, different Dan to the original Dan that was involved here. Ademo, who was with Tasco at the stage, which still with Tasco, who is one of the guys, one of the key guys behind Zero Tech.
Oh, right.
This is way before Zero Tech was around. Some insight in there when he was really keen on the Tremor reticles. Special Greg from PRS, fame Special Greg, and James Chung. We always dubbed the porno episode because we had set up lights and cameras and audio equipment in a hotel room. Yeah.
Ooh, I've seen this.
Yeah. Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
The podcast we did.
We're not supposed to talk about that podcast, right?
Okay.
What was the podcast? What was the name of that episode? Was it Casting Couch?
Something it was not. No, that was a different one with you and me. Sam from Panhandle Precision, the 6.5 guys. John Filman, Matt Gervais, which is from Team AI, Wade Studeville, Floyd Cook, Kirk from Precision Rifle Media, mentioned before, Bryce from Long Range Shooters of Utah about the milk bottle challenge. Milk jug challenge. That's the word. Galen Crispy, Paul Reed, Ben Jarrett, Mick Talbot. Actually, the Ben Jarrett episode. We had Ben on with Greg and Andrew and all veterans. It's the one episode that I've had a phone call afterwards of, can you please remove these? One episode where I've been advised to perhaps we got a bit keen and to remove some comments made. It was great. I don't remember what they were now, but it was just – I think just because they found mutual people that they knew and then I think they started ragging on them a bit. Nick Vitalbo from Investi, Andrew Stevens, Sean McNally, Andy McNeil and Scott Patel under the brand of Swamp Donkeys.
It's probably not changed.
Does that ring your bells? The Swamp Donkeys. No. That was their team that went over to New Zealand and did well over there. Jason Nestling, the F class shooter, who came on and talked F class. The original founder of Scoped Out, John McQuay from 8541 Tactical. Danny Raimondo, Dave Walker, Goldie and Johnny, Dave Acker, Stephen Zilm, Emma Stevens, Rob and Dave from WeBad, John Kyle from Foundation, Fred from Boston Tactical, and Travi Harris, and. Definitely, I say two camera. I'm sure I missed some. This is done mostly combination of off memory and skipping through titles of episodes. So there are probably a ton more. Plus, there's a whole stack from Shot Show that I haven't included because that was just name after name after name within one episode. So there's been a lot of guests
And the online stuff.
Oh, well, we'll get to that at some point as well. You can talk about what you want. But
we're on the line.
We got 200 episodes to get through, man. All right, so if we can bring up episode one, we'll do a review on that.
This is going to be a long night. Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that. But going back through those early years, particularly as I travelled for gun shows was part of it.
Yeah.
And so I would do a lot of on the road stuff. I'd take the recording gear with me, and the first time I shot a precision service rifle was recording that with Dave Acker as my shooting partner, and that was good fun. Butters and Bears came on a road trip for a while. Went to the Flinders. Everyone got drunk except for me because I wasn't well and recorded a podcast. And so it was quite amusing. Yeah. I think about half of that made the actual episode.
I remember hearing that one.
Yes. Yeah. You only heard half of it. That was good. And so we used to have ID catch-ups. Did you guys come to the catch-ups of the Javi?
Yeah, a few of them.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was every 6 weeks or so. We'd just have a night at the Havelock in town and just go there and talk about something and have a speaker or something.
Was it the 100th episode or the last one before the band broke up?
Well,
you did there.
The what was the celebration of the 100th episode was actually we weren't as organised. And it was the 109th episode that actually got recorded on by the time we could coordinate it all. And that was the time that the original crew finished up that night, to the surprise of everyone who was there and listening, because we didn't announce it until partway through the show.
That's right,
And that was a really good episode. In fact, I think we've got the intro from episode 109 because I guess you've just heard the intro from episode one now. Mm-hmm. And this for those guys who've been listening since the old school times, some of the comments and as I introduce the boys. So if we've got that one, Josh, let's see.
Cool. Joining me this evening for our very special live show, down the end there, the legend of the lathe, the god of the goatee, killer of cats, and the lover of left-handers, maybe, Andrew Noble.
How you doing?
Albeit sheer.
Passionate about left-handers, I'll bet.
Passionate is true.
Forgotten about that.
And only kill bad cats.
Which is all of them.
Correct.
And next to me, the tyrant of the twist rates, the thermal phaeton, the man with the golden voice, Greg Moneybags Badko.
How you doing?
Did he just cheer himself?
there was a mention of that actually. Which page is it on? Here we go. Shift work sucks. On Instagram, it says remembers everyone picking on Greg for his poor choice in barrels. He did order the wrong twist rate was the gag, and he did never live that down at all. Actually, we did ask out on socials what was some of the stuff we should do tonight, and Andrew piped up, reflect on the solid foundation built in the early days of the podcast. And to be fair, absolutely. Wouldn't be here without those boys. They did 4 years. Mm. 4 years, episodes 1 through to 109.
That's rough. Like,
yeah.
Is that what my contract says? Or?
No, you were like 10. You're a lifer, mate.
I thought he was part-time.
No, part-time effort. Part-time effort.
You got that right.
You're going to start cheering yourself. Oh, the boys basically, I don't know, talked about it at the show, but they'd messaged me a few couple months earlier and just said that they, you know, their directions, they're not really around the PRS scene or anything on those lines. And I was obviously heading down that path a lot. And, they're more into hunting, more into that sort of thing. And they wanted to pursue that. And, Greg went off to the Hunting HQ boys and they had a good run for a number of years.
Can you guys do some more shows? Like,
Honey HQ.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they did. Would.
Yeah, guys, do some more shows, please, because it's a good laugh.
Yeah, well,
unlike this show, which is informative.
Very informative and no fun at all. Right, Josh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yay.
What are we doing now?
You're going to cheer yourself every time, aren't you, Andy?
Yeah. Someone's asked it.
quickly jumping in, though. Oh, Andrew Noble has just commented saying, I just fitted another 1-in-7. So 1-in-7 twist, 6x47 barrel. Everyone knows that is the correct twist.
Correct.
Rate.
Correct. Nice. That, you know what it's good for, Andrew? Shooting cats.
Mm.
Or a rabbit at a mile. Yeah, spot on. Mm.
Very good.
But anyway, that was the wrap up for that one. It's good job, Andy.
Yay.
So that left us with the trip that Butters and I did over in the US as we sort of
was that almost where Akers stayed with you as well?
Or with Akers.
I still remember the Snapchats or the whatever I was getting for that trip. They were funny. Yeah.
That was I don't know how much we shared of that. Went over to the SHOT Show, the actual SHOT Show in the US, that particular 2019 as we'd wrapped up with the other lads. And I guess we had some time to record some episodes and sort of make some decisions about where we're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Dave Acker stayed with us. I'm sure I can tell the whole story. So Dave had contacted me and said, I'm traveling on a budget. I'm sort of there for work, but I'm actually not there for work. I'm paying my own way, et cetera, et cetera. Can I stay with you guys? I'm like, well, we've only, not really, but yes, like, of course you can, because, no sweat at all. Wander down to Walmart, buy like some little janky little swag thing or whatever the US is equivalent, air mattress and mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll get you sorted. Oh, yeah, no worries, buddy, I'll do that. That's cool.
He didn't do that, did he?
So we got there and we found the place we were staying at, and we were with Regina as well at this time, and we found this drunk Canadian in the parking lot sculling cheap ass beers that he bought from the servo, whatever the servo is over there, and I'm like, oh, it's Dave. And so no, he did not go and buy it.
Did he buy maple syrup?
He passed out completely on my bed. But very courteously of him, he had passed out right up against the wall.
How nice.
All the way to the wall. So that's where the infamous video where we were throwing tins of tobacco on his head.
I was remembering that, yeah. I was trying to work out whether I thought they were cans of beer, but they weren't. No,
they were not. Tins of tobacco. I sort of went, oh, well, Dave, you're over there. We'll crash out here. And then that was the only night. And then every other night, as we were leaving in the morning to go off and film, he was arriving in twice, in the 5 days, twice.
Wow.
I opened the door to Dave opening the door.
So what work was he doing between those hours?
He wasn't there for work. He was there. He paid his own way. He can do his own thing. We travel around the US, and during this time, connected with Andy and hit up Dutchie. Had been on a few episodes prior and was quite a laugh.
Yes.
So we got Dutchie on and Bronte as well. Had been on. Actually, he was quite a regular guest back then.
Yep.
And so got those boys on, and that was chapter two.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm curious. Did Bronte ever fix his lathe?
Yeah,
he was
every time he tried harder, it broke more. And
that's right,
Bronte. Please come on. I'm going to send him a message. Actually,
yeah,
do it. Let's get a live response.
I'm not sure if Bronte and Dutchie really patched things up either, did they?
So this is episode 113, I believe, was our first episode as sort of chapter two. Yep. We ran through from 2019, and then we did. There was four of us, and so there was an element of like covering, because unlike when Andrew, Greg, myself had doing it, and we all live a couple of minutes away from each other, you just pulled your cable out, Andy.
Come on, what are you doing? Look at this.
How many episodes have you been on here, and you've just pulled the cable out to your microphone?
Can I hear? Oh, I can hear myself.
You're welcome. All right. Good job. Since episode 113, you've never pulled the cable out, but now save it.
What do you do for a job, Andy?
Not much. And so these guys all lived much further away. So they often couldn't make it across. And so we were covering it quite well. But it ended up where we almost had alternating Bronte and Dutchie.
That's right, yeah.
Episodes. And so we
not planned or anything.
Not planned, but then we started planning. Started building up this rivalry between them.
Right.
And they would not be on the episode together.
No.
And then, so we sort of had this planned and like a resolution planned out of how they were going to, like, they had this awkward conversation. It was going to be we had this plan.
Yep.
And then COVID kicked in.
Yep. And they just never had an episode together.
We never quite were able to get them. No.
Rusty's responding to my message.
Oh, there we go.
Rusty, just stall.
Oh, no, quick. Don't worry. There's plenty. So episode 118.
That's very boring.
Is where this shirt was not designed, but the idea for the shirt came from, because Dutchie, shortly after the intro, which talked about all aspects of Ruff, he realised that he was meant to know about all aspects of rifle shooting and brought it up as a problem. That's where the all aspects things came from. So thanks for wearing the shirt tonight, that's right, Andy. That was unplanned. Mm. Would have been smarter if we planned it.
Bronte responded, "Yeah, man, I made a gear for myself. Works like a charm."
It's
not how I remember that going. Yeah,
eventually.
I remember an episode later of him talking about gear ratios and different types of gears and stuff. It was very interesting, but... Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you got it fixed.
Well done.
Got there eventually.
Yeah. Are you still shooting at all, ever?
But we did get the golden yeats.
Yes.
Out of the pre-COVID. So I think 2019 was the first golden yeats. Mm-hmm. It wasn't called the golden yeats back then. We had a golden yeat cannon gun as the symbol of, as the trophy. Mm. But it was called the Precision Shooting Podcast Awards, or yearly awards, or annual awards, or something.
I can see why it's called the Yeats, the Golden Yeats.
And so that was the Golden Yeats came about, and Dutchie. So Dutchie fulfilled. Josh, you know how much work the Golden Yeats are.
Yeah.
Back then, Dutchie did all that.
Yeah.
Can he come back and do it?
I was going to say, I'd argue if Dutchie can do it, how hard can it be? Like, come on, Josh.
Oh, Josh managed to screw it up.
If I can do it.
So he joined us for that. And then the next episode he was on was the following Golden Yeats. But we clicked in. Obviously, we couldn't get together through a lot of COVID. Mm. And so we ended up doing the ID Live stuff. And plus, you were a guest on ID Live.
Mm-hmm. You must have been desperate.
Yeah, we were desperate. Yeah. What do you mean you must have been desperate? You were keen for attention.
Testing times.
Absolutely. Well, there's lots of testing back then. And Andy, we ended up doing a 2-week challenge. And you were sort of the tie-in for that.
Yeah, sort of did some yoga fitness sort of stuff for a while there.
Rusty never did that. Yeah.
Yeah, I did
the fitness stuff, to be fair. And I gave up booze for nearly 9 months.
You did? Long time.
That was a...
How did that work out for you?
It's great. Going great so far.
Found gin.
No, you gave up beer. Yeah, you gave up beer and took up spirits.
Smart move. But we were doing 2 week sort of cycles of trying to get people motivated to do something, because PRS got cancelled and I mean, also people lost their jobs and other stuff. But
it became like a mental health support group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was really good.
Like, it, maybe not in like name, but it sort of did.
Mm.
That's certainly – so for those who missed the ID Live period, for 8 weeks I did a daily one-hour show. And this is when we were all in lockdown. Oh, this is early on, right? And so 6 days a week, because I had to have one night off, 6 days a week I was doing an hour-long show every night, and we had different guests on then, and Andy came on every 2 weeks. We'd sort of set up these challenges of everyone put in the comments and tell us what they were doing. And that was huge, yeah. It was a lot of episodes.
I just remember one now.
50 episodes.
It wasn't quite related, but you did the coin – was it the Coin Toss podcast?
Yes.
I did. Yes. That's going back a long time.
Here we go.
That's going back a long time.
That is –
That's not related
at
all.
How many episodes did you get through that before you gave up?
100.
Wow. Really?
I don't know, actually. I just made that up.
Yeah, it seems unbelievable.
Should have just rolled with it.
I don't – it still exists.
Yeah.
Don't listen to it, by the way. I can – Everyone's listening to it now. I can justify why I did it.
Wonder if I had a coin in my pocket.
Yeah, your surprise episode.
Yeah.
I did it because it was a daily show, and I needed content. I wanted to see how I – it made me a better editor and to be able to sort of – 90 episodes.
Wow.
We did a random one nearly 7 months later with Butters.
Wow. We should bring it back. We should make that one of the starting segments of the show.
Yeah, let's not.
We could associate a challenge with it.
Yeah, we could, but we won't. So, anyway.
Comment if you want us to bring it back.
Comments disabled.
No, if you leave enough reviews, we'll do anything.
I just want to say I did not say that, but you can replay that clip many times.
Oh, we will. Don't you worry.
That clip is.
I didn't define enough. Right.
We will do.
Enough is more. Okay.
No, you
more.
Said anything. Mm. You said anything.
Plushy is down for anything.
You enough. Said I'm trying anything. Twice to make sure you didn't like it. Now, Plushy, I was trying to work out what episode you were on first. All right, because we're still in this Generation 2 podcast, but we've hit COVID. We did the ID Live thing for quite a long time. Then we ended up into Gear Night. Gear Night was a weekly show off memory where we'd talk more gear focused, but that was sort of the excuse for a chat. You came down for that one. Well, came and chatted with me. Yeah. And Andy, you produced that one. Whoa. You were in the room pressing buttons.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember pressing buttons. See, I can do it.
How hard can it be?
Gotta come back and do it.
How hard can it be? So I'm seeing here there was an episode 144. I'm trying to find the description on it, but calluses on your hands and plus you seem to remember this was your first episode of actually I can't seem to find the description for
it. Yeah, because I remember pretty early on.
Plus he joins us for a breakdown of the 2020 Steel Slam.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, the Steel Slam.
Oh, that was when the Victorians came over and we smashed them.
Yeah.
I remember this.
And then sent them home with COVID, it would appear, because
that was the start of the lockdown.
You were giving a pack of toilet paper as the prize as part of the gag.
That's the one, yeah.
Because everyone was freaking out buying toilet paper.
Because I got stuffed. Was that the one? No, was it Run and Gun or Steel Slam? It might have been Run and Gun, the one I got dumped with like a couple of weeks out. And then I shot the match when I wasn't planning to, and then I won the match, and I was like, "Oh, this is awkward."
So yeah, that was the sort of pre-COVID, and then I think you came down. And we did a review of the match, and then it was all locked down from there. Mm. So 144.
Well, it was for Victoria. Like South Australia just marched on through. Not too bad.
Yeah, it was about 6 weeks we were done for.
Yeah, not 3 years. So. Sorry, guys.
This is true. And so
I missed all that lockdown. I was sort of looking forward to my few weeks off. But I was essential services.
Oh, did you get that too? Do you know how busy we were? We did record month after record month. Yeah. Like everything's gonna and everyone's gonna lose their job. We're just like, really? Like we need more people.
Yeah. Well, that's actually where I ended up doing a podcast with who is our current sponsor. What a great segue. This is the best one we've had yet. I ended up chatting with Luke from the Bearded Chap.
Yeah.
Who makes an array of products, which Andy is going to go grab one.
I can do an actual, I paid for my product. And
so do I.
Like literally, like your beard wash is amazing.
It is.
So is the beard oil, but the beard wash is amazing.
Well, I use the beard wash as a shower washer. That's rather than just beard, because I mean, I've got a beard, but it's not a big, thick, bushy beard.
I ummed and ahed over the gin and tonic beard oil because I was like, I don't want to smell like an alcoholic.
Well, too late now.
I use that all the time.
But here we go.
No, you haven't tried it yet. It's good.
I know how good it is. Okay, I just didn't want to smell like an alcoholic.
No, the gin
I'm
and tonics.
The gun, I know, but I don't care.
The gin and tonic's my go-to.
Anyway, so that's if you go to thebeardedchap.com/impact or I use the code
impact,
you can. They need to, they're too loud. I mean, they're not loud enough. Sorry.
I'll try again.
Okay. If you use the code
impact,
that's better. You can support the Bearded Chap. You support our show because I know you came from here. And Luke's shooter, he came on the ID Live episode. We should share that somewhere. And go and check out the Bearded Chap. Yeah, I want some of that as well, actually. It smells so good.
Do you know what it goes really well with? My gin and tonic.
That checks out. Yeah, I've got, you know what it also goes well with? Whatever this is.
Honey.
Oh, American honey. So yeah.
How's your eye?
How's my eye?
Oh.
You've got a bit of a dark patch on the side of your eye.
Yeah. Exactly. So the last episode, I put something in my beard, which then got in my eye later. So after the episode, I'd somehow rubbed my eye, and I actually left during the post show chat, and I'm fine. Yeah,
okay, good.
Good. So if you want things that can cure eye problems, check out the no, actually do not. We've been down that path, don't. But the Bearded Chap is good stuff. So episode 149. That is the one. Oh, actually there's a clip that I've missed here. It's back in episode one, chapter one. It was okay. Fandry.
That's a really nice way, Josh, of Rusty saying you failed again.
No, 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 I failed. I failed this one.
It's not in the notes.
Oh,
not in
I case. Wasn't organising these things.
No. So this is the audio only one, which I'll ask you to play in a moment. But his eyes just lit up. It was the one you were complaining about being the wrong file format that Premiere did.
Oh, yeah, good. So, I know which one that is cool. Now.
So we're just chatting. Normal episode, nothing announced. We were proud. It was an hour-long episode. We're about 40 minutes into this episode.
Yeah. Like we are now.
And then Andrew drops this.
I mean, interesting because I, you know, I've got three. I guess I can tell you now, soon to be four children.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Well, just well, dropping bombs.
Just drop that.
Whoa! Hello. Boom. Congratulations.
Drop the mic and walk out. Congratulations.
Commiserations.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. There you go.
But good no, stuff. I'd you know, so, for the first two, I'd.
Yeah, so out of nowhere.
What is he up to, like nine? Or, can you confirm for us, buddy? You're watching our
reason he couldn't he couldn't continue on the podcast because he had a football team to to train up. That was, that was the key.
Squad.
I did remember that. I saw that in the notes. I'm like, yeah, he just dropped it one night just in conversation. Like, oh, it took us a moment to realise. Anyway, it was... good times, good times. So episode 149. That was what we're calling, I guess, chapter three. That, Andy, that was that was you and I.
Yeah,
we kicked off on our own. And that was 2021.
Yes, so we couldn't fix the relationship between Bronte and Dutchie, so we thought
no, just you know what, let them be. Remove the pressure, and we'll just go and do it solo together.
I'm just putting it together. That means I'm John Wick chapter four, right?
Well, we'll cover that. We'll cover that. See,
process we, elimination. Help me out here, Josh.
Chapter four. That's a.
Well, speaking of Josh, episode number 149 was Josh's first.
Wow.
Now, not quite, but it was also our first video streaming episode. We moved to video on this episode.
Is this where I started? No,
but
I
was, also, yeah, that was great fun.
But also not quite. No. Because the Golden Yeats had been back in 2019 were the first live stream one we did video wise. And then the Golden Yeats in 2020 was Josh's first show, but he didn't have a mic. Oh, he had a microphone, but he didn't have a video, a camera. Yeah. So he's just this voice that would appear when we spoke to him, but he didn't really say a lot. And then I believe it was this, basically the episode after that came on board properly, and we were at my place still. Back then, and we carried on. We carried on, and then those notes run out. I have to look at the different notes to find out where we're up to. Because we had late nights. There was some comments from you guys, though, when we were talking about our 200th episode. Mitch has suggested, and we've missed this opportunity, but here we are, Andy should do 10 push-ups on the minute every minute of the length of the 200th podcast.
I saw
you've
that.
You've got 48 minutes to catch up on. Go.
Yeah.
You could do some yoga.
I reckon maybe one push-up every minute. Not 10. Right, that's a lot of push-ups.
Start doing some yoga.
49 push-ups.
49 push-ups.
Well, yeah, it's been 49 minutes.
Or 49 downward dogs, whatever you can
do. All right. I don't know if we get that on camera. Probably not, Josh, but... I don't know if you do that. Well, I'll carry on. So the other one, Plushy,
film him.
Wait. Hang on. It doesn't count because I'm not filming. Go again. I'm ready.
So Mitch has also suggested shot a beer on the minute every minute for the length of the podcast. Well,
now that I can do.
Yeah. That's feasible.
Hey, Andy, can
actually.
You count to one?
If I drank.
I'm not sure.
He's not doing very well. He's not done well.
One.
I will count him. Cool.
One.
That's impressive for a Sparky.
Vanessa has suggested live show at Brew Boys, which I know Plushy you're about.
Oh yeah, I would have done.
I was down for it, but Josh apparently didn't want to move all the gear and all the lights and all the things, Andy would have rocked up here anyway because he didn't really pay much of attention. Like, so
late, yeah.
As a bit of a compromise. Late,
There's 30. I'll get back
to No, we're up to 50 now. Come on, we'll
catch
49.
Up.
Come on. Oh,
but we have, these guys are not sponsors, but they have sponsored episodes previously. We have a new beer, a barreled aged wheat wine from Brew Boys. So thanks to those guys.
It's definitely not bad.
Getting us some new beers.
The first sip, Andy and I were like, well, I don't know about this, but by the time we got to the third sip, it was actually pretty good.
The fact that it
that's
says
exactly what you want from have your first drink of like, it's not bad.
Yeah, well, it's probably because it's 10.7%.
When this one's empty, I'm going to go back downstairs and get another one of these. But anyway,
wheat wine. You're doing all right there?
Yeah, you know what helps with a recovery.
Okay, good. There you go. 10 push-ups on the hour. All right. Now, we also asked a few things about how you guys discovered it or moments or anything. So I'll read a couple of these out.
All right.
I found out about you guys by accident. Good, because it wouldn't be on purpose. I was watching.
Is Andrew found out about his fourth?
That's how he made his fourth. Okay, I was watching YouTube PRS videos from America and decided to see if they did any in Australia. Saw a video posted by Ignition Custom Engineering that was
the old
at Monado. Researched that and led me to your videos about 4 years ago. Been following your journey ever since we scoped out. Now the podcast and endless TikToks. Keep up the good work.
Awesome.
All the TikToks. Congratulations on 200 episodes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. First time I can remember watching something to do with PRS in Australia was one of the Monado Meltdown short videos with the Easter eggs.
Yes. Oh, that's a good video. That?
Yeah, with Goldie.
Goldie, yeah.
Yep.
So do you remember that stage at all?
I do.
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah. You had to get Oh, fuck. Yeah, no. Well, I mean, you're on the spot, right? No, there was like a basket, like a tray of like 12 Easter eggs on one side of the bench, and you had another empty tray on the other side, and I'm pretty sure you had to grab one, put it on the other side, and then take a shot, and then grab another one, put it on the other side, take grab one at a time, and then one at a, and then you had a certain amount of time, and how many you transferred over was how many shots you got to take.
I don't think there was a set amount of time. I think the stage lasted for a set amount of time, and for every Easter egg you put across, you got a shot. So the faster you did that, the more shots, but perhaps more puffed out you were.
Yes. Yep.
Mm.
Seeing.
There you go. So, yes, that video up there. Anyway, so been hooked ever since. Started listening to the podcast not long after. Look forward to the videos and podcasts. Keep up the great work, guys. Much appreciated. Aussie Arrow says, this is Zach, TikTok chatting to Josh. Then a couple of weeks later, you're on the Send It Mate podcast. So,
that's right. Well, that's how you know you've made it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, nice. Chatting Josh on TikTok. That's how it happens. Everyone look up Range Creep. Okay. Maxwell has said the story of how we became friends.
Maxwell, we're not friends.
Not you.
Oh.
With me.
Okay, well, that makes more sense.
I assume. Yeah. So this is a story.
Right now I'm picturing.
Oh, here we go. Josh, Andy's version of how Maxwell and I met.
I'm just.
I actually know this story.
Do you know all the details?
I don't know the details.
I wasn't in the room. Can we post all the details? The
I don't know the details, okay, but I'm picturing like stepbrothers. First, like, name your favorite rifle. It's like, what do you like to do?
I feel like that's that far from the truth.
It's probably not dissimilar. All right, so I went up to speak at a ADA, Deer Association meeting, on long range shooting, and they wanted me to come in and perhaps talk about
how to shoot a deer at a K. Yeah,
some reality checks for some of the guys who perhaps were trying to push things a lot further than perhaps they had the skills and knowledge too.
Yep,
and so I didn't. Like lock down any distance you should shoot on. But I gave, I guess, more context about making decisions around ethical shots, I think was the title of my chat.
I actually remember this because I remember you calling me, I reckon, in the lead up to this and saying, like, how do you frame this about an ethical shot? Like, what is an ethical shot? Like, you're like, well, it depends on your skill level. And there was a whole bunch of things. I remember talking about this.
Yeah. Yeah, this was I was really stoked with the presentation I had written and it went really, really well. Anyway, that was the excuse. I was up there. And then I met this guy called Maxwell with a mullet.
Wow. Right. A mullet back then.
A mullet.
Is that his actual last name, Maxwell with a mullet?
Maxwell with a mullet.
Yes. Yeah. Better be now.
Bring back the mullet, mate.
Can you please change your Instagram?
Yeah, I was thinking that should be the case. So we met. And the guys who had invited me were the guys from Honey HQ. All the boys were there from Honey HQ. And so we went to the pub, had dinner there at the pub, and then had a few drinks, and then carried on with a couple of drinks. And then we all went back to the campsite or wherever we were, and the Honey HQ boys decided that was going to be about it for the night. Well, we found a bottle of rum. No, we have finished off the bottle of rum that the rum baron had been sharing with us.
It would have been good rum.
Yes.
It was good rum.
Very nice.
Good
rum. Did they do a podcast that night?
Funny you mentioned that because they did not.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after Maxwell and I are down 14 bottles of rum, we realised that the Honey HQ Boys podcast deck, same one that we had, was in the back of their car. Now, the podcast deck we use has about 8 buttons, Josh.
Yep.
Yep. And that's where you hear Josh.
Impact.
Okay. So those noises, you press the button, it creates.
So it's really not that hard, is what you're saying.
It's not that hard. No. Right. So we grab their deck. And we snuck it out. They were pretty close to passed out or whatever. They were asleep. Ran it inside, powered it up, and I grabbed the laptop and we pressed the buttons. And all the buttons except the first one was their show intro. All the other buttons were default, meaning they had never used these buttons apart from the first one for their intro.
Very good.
So I thought, okay, I'm not ruining anything here.
Yeah.
But I backed up all their sounds and then we proceeded to record new sounds. And if you find the right episode from Hunting HQ, you can hear all the sounds we recorded. They were not pretty. They were somewhat abusive. It was good times. And so we put that on there, packed it all back up in the box and put it back in the car and never mentioned anything until they discovered it a couple of episodes later. And they must have bumped one of the buttons and be like, what on earth is this? Like rant from Maxwell about her.
He does get a bit ranty when he has a couple to drink too.
This is more than a couple.
Does, yeah.
So that Maxwell, that's how we met and how we became friends. And it was quite good because it was the crossover there with the boys from Hunting HQ. That was certainly good fun. There was a bit of inter podcast rivalry for a little while there. That was amusing. And we were ready to take it to the next level, but they wussed out. So, now they don't even make podcasts anymore. So,
they really can't come back from when the rum baron got caught on his garage door naked. Is
possibly,
he still in jail?
Possibly the best story I've ever heard.
Andy, you're going to have to like step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Stop wearing clothes, Andy. So that's a few of the comments from you guys, which was great to have
fantastic.
You. And then Ben here said that shift work sucks. The guy I talked about picking on Greg, talking about the podcast and when I was thinking about getting back into shooting. So it was good. And we've had many comments over the years that people have been wanting to get back into shooting. And between PRS and Impact Dynamics and podcasts and stuff like that, it's allowed them to realize they don't want to do this.
Smart.
Genius.
Save your money. Yeah.
Save your money.
Put it in the bank. Pay off your loan.
And so I guess we find ourselves now in what we're calling chapter 3 V2.
No, chapter 4. Chapter 4, I called it.
Chapter
4.
3.
We did do a show down in the city. Do you remember that that night we did a podcast live down in the city?
Oh, we did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was interesting. So I don't think anything came of that.
That was early days. That was 2019. Yeah. Yeah. There was a podcast festival in Adelaide, right? Back when you could have events. And so we submitted the opportunity to go and record a podcast at this podcast festival and everyone had like a 20-minute slot and you'd go up on stage and record your podcast about whatever topic it was. Mm. And you could use that as an episode. Now, we never actually put that out on this channel, but it exists somewhere.
Is that definitely. You guys getting dragged off stage? You're talking about guns?
No. It was a lot of people thinking we talked about photography.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think we registered under the shooting company.
Yeah.
And
Bird Watchers out.
Yeah. No, Precision Shooting Podcast was under. So people thought it was photography. So we got up on stage. Andy, this is Andy's, this is your first actual
I think it
podcast.
Was very early on. Yeah, when it was just us two, I think.
Yeah. And we went up there and entertained the crowd for 20 minutes. We basically went with, okay, no one's going to know anything about shooting, so we're going to be like break it right down. That's why I don't think it ever actually ended up on this stream because it was very, very, very basic.
Entry level. But
good. Yeah. But it was quite amusing. Yeah, good memory, man. Yeah. Good memory. I've forgotten about that.
Good times. Oh, good times.
Do you remember we got interviewed by another podcast?
That's right. Yes, at the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember what it was about, though.
Well, they started making some really
It went down into political
sort of stuff, angles, which is certainly not the realm we are versed in overly well. And we sort of just shut down. So, we're not up to speed on these topics. We'll move on to something else if you guys want to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think we had an invite to go on their podcast at some of the point. It just went, no, good.
Yeah.
They must be really good. Struggling for content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and definitely not now because you're here. So speaking of being here, Josh, is there any comments that we need to respond to regarding the 200th episode or anything, or are we going to save them for the after show?
I can save them for the after show.
Okay, cool. We will do that. For those guys who don't know.
Is that a nice way of saying no?
There's comments there, but
there's comments there.
Yeah, we'll get into it. For those who don't know, we hang out for about 10 minutes after the show and talk and do comments and all that sort of gear. It's just sometimes a little bit difficult on the show to get to all of that. Plus, we can't see any of them either.
Yeah. So keeps you around as well.
That's absolutely. So I can just make all these up. Yes.
You can make them all up. But a couple of things. Back to the show. That was the 200 episodes. So it's been a blast.
So we're back to 3.2?
Yeah.
4.0.
Are you the zero?
That's how many matches Andy's won.
Wow, it's taking a real dark side. Chapter 5 coming next episode. We go back to Andy and I.
I'll push the buttons and Josh can be on the camera.
I'm out.
That's a good point. Why am I here?
So if we I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has listened at some point or checked out or anything or been involved, been a host, been a guest, anything. Honestly, thanks for tolerating me.
I was going to go a different angle and say sorry.
That's sort of implied by what I'm saying. Thanks for tolerating me. I guess back when we did this podcast, there was no comps. There was not much, and we've been around and been able to sort of document. Thank you for allowing to document this journey over the last 200 episodes, last 8 years, of what we've seen just from our angle. There's other stuff going on, but from what we've seen and what we've been involved with, and being able to put that down sort of every week or fortnight or however long or months sometimes it has been. So it's been a real privilege and honour to sit here and say things and have some people listen, and we've been through lots of changes, but here we are in generation 4.
Hey.
0.0.
It's a stretch.
And we appreciate everyone who has listened and watched and shared and commented and been involved.
Yeah.
All that sort of gear. And who knows, it's, as you guys can tell, the podcast has changed a lot over the last 8 years, and so it'll no doubt change a lot more over the next 8 minutes. So on to some current business. The Zeiss King of the Hill match is this weekend.
It is.
Now, Plushy, you are shooting?
That's the plan.
Cool. And this is your first match of the year?
I'm not going to say it's my first match of the year, but it's my first match of the year where I feel like I'm semi-prepared.
Okay, cool.
The gun that actually works.
Well, the gun work. Well, no, let's go back. Like, for this first match of the year, I finished building the gun the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Did low dev the day before.
Better than building it the day after. But anyway,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, there's that. And then I put on the next match. Mm-hmm. And then the third match I went down and it wasn't working quite as well as I was hoping.
Mm-hmm.
And now
plus Andy was there and he beat you.
Man.
Yep.
Look, I'm going to stand by. I'm going to stand by, right? If I took
that's why I'm here. That's why I'm
discovered the reason.
If I hit one of those 22 impacts that I didn't get to take because of things went wrong, then I may have beat Andy. Just one. Just
it's
one.
It's legitimate
all I
thinking because if I had hit, if I'd actually shot the match and hit all the shots I'd taken and shot enough shots, I would have beaten Andy as well.
I mean, just call me Nick, right? If I just hit all of the targets, I would have won.
Like, yeah.
Spot on.
Every match. If I just didn't miss those 25 shots every stage,
that's right.
Then I would have won.
Spot on.
Yeah.
So are you ready for Zeiss King of the Hill?
I would have loved to have done. No, I wouldn't say, okay. I've done a lot of live fire practice.
I'm hearing a lot of excuses for you.
I would have liked to have done a little bit more dry fire practice, but it's the best prepared I've been for a match this season.
Okay. Good. Josh, you're heading over for the whole match. I'm only going for a day for some reason, for reasons,
I am.
Unfortunately. But
looking forward to catching the train in. It's going to be great.
Has anybody got any tips on how to keep Josh quiet for 13 hours on the way home?
Sock and potatoes.
Make sure he's got reception. He'll just be on TikTok.
We can do that.
The other thing, so this year the podcast changed because it always changes. We've just documented for the last hour.
That's right.
You've got some push-ups, you owe us. How far in are we?
What did you get up to before?
You did 30.
So,
not good ones.
120, yeah.
Yeah, we're up to an hour and five.
All right, off you go. Jump on. So, oh, apparently.
What's that, 35?
By my maths, that is 85, 75.
I don't 75. Think this. 75. I don't think yeah. I'm going to get there.
All right, off you go. Well, you're not going to get there sitting there.
With that attitude.
That's right. So the way the podcast's working a little bit this year is we're going to take a break. We've done an episode and certainly earned a month off. So we're pretty much, we're going to be back in August, just prior to me shooting a match.
Mm, yes.
Yeah, something to talk about. So it's unnerving him.
Can you just open your mouth a little bit? Like, go deep.
Yeah. Do you need some beer balm? No,
okay. Clip that.
Some sort of lube. Yeah.
Oh, wow, there's cables everywhere. So the other match, the Delta Tactical Steel Apocalypse, end of July, will also be on prior. Are you going to that one, Plushy?
That's the plan, yes.
Yep. Andy, are you going to that one?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Speak louder.
Good.
35.
And out of you, gentlemen, who's going to win that one?
I mean, are you getting your other appendix taken out this time, or are you planning on like being fully fit and healthy?
I was thinking a kidney, and then I can buy a new rifle too.
If you get a kidney taken out, I reckon you're going to do very well.
Yep, and if not, Plushy's going to have the win. Yeah, all right, well, we're going to put it up again. Who's going to do better? So that's the other. I guess there's a couple of matches going to be coming up that we're. But we'll do a wrap up of both matches next episode, which will be sometime in August, and we'll also be looking forward to my match and the stupid decision I've made in relation to shooting this match. Ooh, but more about that in due course. So, guys, I think we're done. We'll see you guys in a month or so. If you're live and watching, hang around for a little while. We'll get to those comments you guys have sent through. So look forward to reading them. And thanks for all 200 episodes. See ya.
See ya.
We'll try harder.
All right, can we
tell you what?